Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 23rd to the 29th, 2013. As the Palestinian leadership renewed its commitment to the peace process with Israel, attacks by the Israeli army left 4 Palestinians killed this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked on Friday the weekly anti-wall and settlements protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabu Bannoura with the details.
This week, protests were organized at the villages of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in and Na'lin, Central West Bank, in addition to Al-Masara village, Southern West Bank. At the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Israeli troops used tear gas and chemical water against protesters. Meanwhile, Al-Nabi Saleh protesters were attacked by Israeli soldiers before leaving the village. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. As a result, many people were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, among them children. Elsewhere on Friday, Israeli troops attacked Al-Masara residents and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabu Bannoura.
This week saw the first anniversary of the UN vote on the non-member Palestinian state within the United Nations. Meanwhile, the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas announced that he is still committed to the peace process with Israel. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says that Palestinians can never accept less than a Palestinian state on 1967 borders as a future Palestinian state. Abbas added that parameters of peace with Israel should be confined to the 1967 border lines, including the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and East Jerusalem. The remarks came on the eve of Palestinian victory at the UN last November, when the UN General Assembly recognized Palestine as a non-member state over the boundaries of 1967. Since June 2013, Palestinians and Israelis came back to negotiations table under U.S. patronage, yet they have achieved no concrete progress. Israel, from its part, has been carrying on settlement plans on occupied Palestinian territories. Recently, U.S. and some other international players have warned against such settlement activities, dubbing them as impediment to peacemaking. In the meantime, Palestinian authorities officials have been on visits to friendly countries in an attempt to garner political and economic support to Palestinians. This week, Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Alhamdulillah met with Emir of Qatar Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. Al Thani emphasized on his country's utter backing to the legitimate rights of Palestinians, saying that he would allow Palestinian laborers into Qatar. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Prime Minister of the Islamist Hamas Party Ismail Haniyeh met with representatives of the local community and political factions in Gaza in an effort to reach a national unity deal. Hamas and Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas have split since 2007 when Hamas took over Gaza. Hamas won 2006 elections, and since then, international players have shunned Hamas unless it accepts 3 demands: recognizing Israel, accepting past signed peace agreements with Israel, and renouncing violence. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, 4 Palestinians were killed, at least 20 others injured, during Israeli army attacks targeting Palestinian communities in Gaza and the West Bank. In addition, the Israeli army conducted 64 invasions targeting Palestinian communities this week. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
3 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli army fire on Tuesday evening east of Yatta town, south of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The army initially prevented the medics from reaching the bodies of the slain Palestinians, only informing them of their identities. The ambulance was only allowed through late Tuesday night. The Israeli military claimed that it killed 3 members of a Salafist jihadist group on its way to open fire at Israeli targets. Palestinian local sources denied the army reports and called it a plain extrajudicial execution. Later in the week, a young Palestinian man died on Thursday night of wounds he suffered 5 months ago during clashes with Israeli soldiers at Qalandia military checkpoint between the central West Bank city of Ramallah and occupied Jerusalem. Medical sources said that Mahmoud Awad, 22, was shot in the head by a live round fired by an Israeli soldier and was moved to Hadassah Israeli Hospital in Jerusalem. He remained in a coma in a serious condition until his death. Earlier in the week, 5 civilians, including 2 children, were wounded when dozens of boys gathered at the southern entrance of Al-Jalazon refugee camp near Ramallah city and clashed with Israeli soldiers. Later in the same day near Ramallah, a Palestinian child was wounded by 2 bullets in his left leg when Israeli forces invaded Karawit Beni Zaid village, northwest of Ramallah. At least 15 more civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation during clashes that were reported in Hebron, Bethlehem and Jenin cities during army invasions targeting 2 cities on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Moreover, Israeli army forces conducted at least 64 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank this week. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 46 Palestinians, including 10 children. In Gaza this week, Israeli gunboats opened fire on Thursday at Palestinian fishing boats that were sailing about 1 nautical mile off the fishing port west of Rafah. The Israeli gunboats surrounded a Palestinian fishing boat and kidnapped 2 fishermen and took them to an unknown destination. Earlier in the week, Israeli troops shot and injured on Tuesday a Palestinian young man near the borders between Israel and the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis. Local sources said that Israeli troops opened fire at a group of farmers working in their lands and hit a young man in his leg. For IMEMC News, this is Salam from Syria.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 23rd to the 29th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.